think of all the possibilities that an RV brings. Hi there, folks. Cher Lickman here, Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. We sell all of the top RV brands in the country, and we pride ourselves on finding you the RV of your dreams. Imagine being out there in the campgrounds and on the open road in a safe, affordable RV from Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Come let us show you the meaning of customer delight. Visit us at 68318 Palm Canyon Drive in Cathedral City or call us at 760-324-3651.
It's our golden anniversary. Eisenhower Health is celebrating 50 years with this wonderful community. From the day we opened our medical center back in 1971, we've done all we can to keep our relationship meaningful. We've created a valley-wide network of primary and specialty care clinics, recruited exceptional physicians and staff, invested in advanced technologies, and worked to meet your changing healthcare needs, from developing our renowned robotic surgery program to providing specialty care for the LGBTQ community. We expanded our cancer program to provide advanced services through our affiliation with UC San Diego Health. We became an accredited teaching hospital to attract talented new physicians to the area. And we continue to earn certifications, awards, and high rankings for quality and safety. So here's to us, to you, and to the next 50 years. Learn more at EisenhowerHealth.org.
If you can't get in to see your doctor as soon as you'd like, Desert Oasis Healthcare has you covered with four conveniently located immediate care clinics. Your health and well-being is our top priority. We follow all CDC guidelines for safety. Desert Oasis Healthcare members can call our patient helpline 24/7 at 760-969-6555. Find out why we say your health, your life, our passion.
From the Joey English Show, here is this hour's mystery song.
Okay, Joey pals, Nigel put together the most famous Christmas songs. Okay, this is Dean Martin. Turn it up just a little bit. Give me every help you can. That's the title, Let It Snow, Let It Snow.
Man, it doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought me some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow.
Oh, thanks, Nigel. Hi, Tanner.
Hi.
We'll get to you in a second. I got to tell you a story. When I would go up every Christmas to my home in Montana, and one year, for some reason, the flight was late, and we all had to sit on the tarmac for a while. So when they finally started the flight, taxiing out, I took the microphone and I said, the weather outside is frightful, but there's something, we're heading for the snow, so let's go, so let's go, so let's go. And I wrote all special lyrics, and the stewardess said, you have to sit down now, and everybody was singing and clapping, because we'd been sitting there waiting for clearance to leave for some reason. That wasn't my fault. Hey, Joey pals, my DOHC presents Tanner Bryson. Hi, Tanner.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm fine, sweetheart. How are you? What do you do over there?
So I work in health education as a health and wellness coach.
A health and wellness coach. That's different than an aerobics coach, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
What do you do exactly?
So I work with patients on different journeys that they're on. So if they need help managing diabetes, I call them once a month to help them with that. If they need help with weight loss, I call them once a month to help with that.
Oh, once a month. I'm going to need more phone calls than that.
Yeah, so basically whatever the patients need for check-ins, for wellness, for their health, we work at changing diet, exercise, sleep, stress, all the things that can affect your health.
All the usual suspects.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I read my newspapers and everything online, and there's so much out there now about sleeping issues. That seems to be a big one. Is that what you see the most of? Tell me what you see the most of.
Yeah, so typically if patients are struggling to lose weight and don't really know what is happening, or they're saying, I changed my diet, I changed my exercise, and nothing is working, that's usually the next question I go for. How is your sleep?
Really?
Mm-hmm. And we find that patients who don't get as much sleep really struggle to lose weight. It's kind of that hidden roadblock for weight loss.
Yes. I sleep pattern, my sleep pattern, I'm sorry, didn't mean to stumble there. Don't tell Santa. We don't really need 8 hours anymore, I've been reading. We sleep more like in three segments or something like that. What do you know about that, if anything?
So when it comes to your sleep, it's going to be different for every single person.
Oh,
and
okay.
Especially when it comes to requirements, the requirements for sleep, typically we try to get between 7 and 8 hours.
Oh.
That's majority. But some people can get away with 6.5 and feel totally refreshed. So it's kind of going to be up to you to see, you know, go to bed at the same time every night and see when you naturally wake up. That's a good time to kind of see when, how long do I need?
I go to sleep after Jeopardy and I wake up about midnight. I'm awake until 3, and then I sleep until 7.
Okay.
But you'll hate this. I sleep with my TV on.
Oh, I see. Yeah, that can really affect your sleep, too.
Because if I wake up, Tanner, and I start thinking of what I need to do for the show or my kids or my grandchildren or all the things you can do nothing about at 3 o'clock in the morning. But if I turn on I Love Lucy, then I don't think, and I fall back asleep.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely. That one thing that's comforting, that kind of comfort.
Well, you
factor.
Don't have to think.
Exactly. Yeah.
I probably should do it with classical music or something that would be a little more soothing, let my circadian rhythm or whatever it's called. Okay, so how do you help people with their diabetes, their weight, their diet, their sleep?
So,
do you talk to them over the phone? Do you go to their house? Do you do Zoom? What do you do, Tanner?
So I meet with most of my patients virtually. So I meet with them over a platform similar to Zoom. And we meet once a month to kind of what I do with our initial appointments will be, what is your current diet, exercise, sleep? What is that right
now? Oh, the E word. You said the E word. We have to do exercise.
Exercise.
I left that one out, didn't I?
It's the one everyone likes to leave out. But yeah, so I meet with them, you know, once a month usually and
That's
say,
great.
Where are you right now? And how can we work with what you're doing currently to change and make you healthier?
Do you find they are honest with you?
What Most of the time.
Okay.
Yeah. And usually if they're not, we can get to, we can find those loopholes that they left out through questions. Yeah. So it does come down to, you know, the first meeting is a lot of questions, a lot of what are you doing currently. I don't like to tell anyone, go on this weight loss program or here's a diet that you should follow. It really should be something that you enjoy. Same thing with exercise. Do something you enjoy or else you're never going to go back for it.
I've been eating all protein, no carbs for the most part. I mean, I get the green veggies, those carbs.
Right.
And I love it. I mean, bacon and eggs and lobster and butter sauce and I'm really good at all of that. But it must be the sleep that's stopping my weight loss. And aging. I'm 76 now, and I didn't have this problem 5 years ago.
Yeah.
So
our metabolism does slow down as we start to get older. So that is
Well, do you have any tricks for speeding up your metabolism?
You can do a couple things. Some of the older tricks would be things with more caffeine. So you can take in more green tea or...
Oh, green tea is not bad for you, is it?
No, it is not. Or spicy foods. That also can help kind of ramp up that.
Really?
Exactly. Yep, definitely.
Okay, let me write that down.
And more sleep.
Yeah. More caffeine, more spicy foods. Interesting. To speed up men and women, or are these issues different in men and women?
They are different. So if we think our bodies are just built differently, you know, way back when we started to become humans, we were meant for different purposes. So women do hold on to their weight a little bit more than men because they're meant to share that food and that nutrition with, you know, offspring. So
I keep telling people I just had a baby. Of course, he's 33, so I don't know.
He'll forever be your baby.
Yes. All of them are. But so you have to treat men and women differently when it comes to your coaching.
Yeah, and I go into every appointment with pretty much a blank slate, because everyone is going to be different in their situation, in their health, in their personal life as well. You know, you have to look at every kind of corner.
Oh, I forgot emotional well-being.
Exactly.
That comes into it too.
Yeah, it's a big factor. You know, looking at depression or anxiety, what do people go for?
Talk about food.
Exactly. So we try to, you know, find all of those roadblocks that hinder people from that weight loss, and how can we help improve those areas to see that weight loss happening?
Actually, you're a psychiatrist, a psychologist, a little bit of a doctor. And what was your education and training?
So my undergrad is in kinesiology from Cal Poly.
Like kinesiology. Isn't that your head?
Kinesiology is like a sports medicine kind of. So,
what do you call it when you study the head? I'll think of the word. When you study the bumps on someone's head.
That I'm not exactly sure.
I'll find it in the middle of the night when I'm up, and I will let you know.
There you go.
Okay, so you were trained in kinesiology.
And then I went and did some graduate work at Berkeley for pre-medicine and pre-health.
Oh, you're smart. Pre-medicine, what changed your mind?
Honestly, I just wanted to get into the workforce and help people, and I felt like the medicine route was going to maybe hinder me from doing that a few years. I didn't want to also have that decide where I was living. I enjoyed where I was, and I wanted
which
to...
Which was?
So at the time, I was in the Bay Area, but I wanted to stay in California.
It's my home, too.
Really?
Yeah. My two oldest children were born at Stanford.
Oh, wonderful.
And then the baby that I just had was born in Palos Verdes.
Oh, okay. Very nice.
But you're right about California.
Yeah.
Paradise.
Absolutely.
On several levels, and we're working on the rest. All of this, Joey Pals, all of Tanner's hints will be up on joeyenglish.com. Don't you know that? You know that. For 26 years, you'd better know that. Are you taking only DOHC patients, or how does that work? Clients?
Yeah, typically the patients that I do see are DOHC patients. We do have a couple health fairs that Desert Oasis goes out and does. So we have a mobile unit that'll go out and help do vaccines and different clinics. And in that, we send some of the health and wellness coaches out to do, you know, different checks for wellness checks. So checking blood pressure and blood glucose and BMIs, too, while we're out.
Brian Hodgkins told us about that new $30 a month credit card. And if you keep taking your medicines, if you don't take your medicines, they take a dollar off for that day.
Right.
But at the end of the year, you can have the whole 360 or something. I mean, that's really attention to detail on the part of DOHC, because your doctor's office, unless they're a DOC doctor, you don't get that kind of attention.
Right, right.
So what do you worry about the most? What keeps you up at night?
You know, I live far away from my family, and during this pandemic, it's making sure they're safe. They're in Colorado.
Oh.
Yeah.
We lived in Denver. My son went to the Air Force Academy.
Oh, really?
Love Colorado.
I miss it terribly, yes.
I can drive there in a day. I can do Palm Springs to Denver in a day.
You got to get up early for that.
Yeah. Was that 11 hours? Which came first, Salt Lake City or Denver? How's my geography?
From here to Denver?
Yeah, or here to Salt Lake. Which was first?
Mm.
Oh, good. We're a great team.
Yeah, I know. Here
I haven't done it in so many years. I knew I could make it from Palm Springs to Kalispell, Montana in 2 days. Maybe it was Salt Lake the first night.
Yeah.
I think that's right.
Typically, you'll go through Vegas, hit Salt Lake,
yes,
then over into Denver.
Golden, all those places. Yes. Okay. Don't call me. Don't write me. I know I got it wrong. Don't tell Santa. Okay. What's the best thing about what you're doing right now? We know you worry about being away from your family. What's the best thing going on in your life?
You know, we recently moved to this area, and so it's been fun to explore and kind of get to know the residents here.
This is paradise.
It's wonderful. It really
Who's
is.
We? Do you have a husband, a wife?
I have a boyfriend right now, yeah.
Okay.
So my partner and I live here in town. Yeah, so we love it. We love exploring and seeing everything.
Here in Palm Springs?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. When we were talking about with Dick Shalab, this is winter. It rained a little bit this week. I laugh. If that was Montana, it would have been how many inches of snow, you know, but oh, look outside how beautiful it is.
Yeah, it's wonderful
here.
Well,
where were you born and raised?
I was born and raised in Golden, Colorado.
Colorado, sure.
Oh, yeah. So right there, right off of Denver.
Yes.
Yeah.
My son still lives there. He's been many other places, but he's back in Colorado. Well, thanks for coming by. Come back again. What's your Christmas wish for everybody? Where will you spend Christmas?
I'll be spending Christmas in Colorado.
Oh, you'll have a white one.
I hope so. I miss it. So
I bet. Yeah. Take pictures.
Oh, I definitely
And then
will.
Come back to us.
Absolutely.
Well, Merry Christmas, and thank you for coming by, Tanner.
Thank you for having me.
Have you ever been here before? I don't think so.
This is my first time.
We didn't hurt you.
No, not this time.
Not this time. Wait till you come back.
There you go.
Okay, Joey pals, if you're near your phones, I've got presents for you.